AC Tigers, hope everyone's fine and dandy. Welcome back as always. First of all, we need to big up the Patreons and the people that are supporting me and sticking by me. It's thanks to you guys we're here, living dreams, collecting nugs, and now exposing hidden history. So don't forget to support me on social media platforms. Here's all the tags and ting. And we are going to be specifically targeting this area here outside of Valletta. And like I say, and like I'm exposing, and like I've been saying for donkey's years now, Valletta is built on top of a macro structure made out of limestone geopolymer. And luckily, we have exclusive drone footage where we can get angles where you cannot see this sort of stuff. Like when you're walking around here, you don't really know what you're walking around. And it's not until you get high up in the air that you can see the macro scale of these structures. Now, what's happened is they've been chopped down, like they've been abused, chopped down, and then built on top of. And forgot all about. But these places have apartments, waste systems incorporated into them, storage for food, places to trade, even transport tunnels. But anyway, what do I know? I've only spent the last 3 to 4 years working out how to find these sort of places, and I exposed a heck of a lot of stuff in England. And we've been making geopolymer, we've been going through the gears, and here we are in Malta right now. So today we are going to be examining this particular part that we're flying over now. Because here there's going to be an extreme amount of nuggets. And it's just a fascinating part of the island, because it's all geopolymer on the base. And like I say, from building upwards, it's geopolymer, then the blocks of geopolymer, then the modern blocks. So, what do? We have to go and get our boots on the ground, and we have to have a look, and we see what is aguaning. So, like I say, these on the right-hand side are extremely old, and you can see bits of GP, which are the that where my foot is now, and even going up, there was still some GOP on the. So it's like I always say, it's the base of these places that are made in GP, but don't forget, this is not the base of the structure. It's just because we have a road here that we call this the ground level. But, I mean, this could be like the second story of a building, you know? But look at the GP everywhere. And then like I always say, I sound like a broken record. But look, I mean, if this was natural, why would it be coming in 45 degree angles? You know? And don't forget, another thing that I've discovered about all this GOP, it's been cast in iron framing. I'm going to put on the iron sheet and cast GOP to something, I don't know. Either or, anyway, I never was good at rapping. More like crapping. Here we go. I'll stick to the GOP in the videos. So, yep. It's quite interesting actually, because I bumped into a geezer and I couldn't believe it. I don't know if the audio collected it. It was quite mad. I was singing a bit of reggae, and all of a sudden I backed up into some geezer, and he was like, "Are you Paul Cook?" And I was like, "Oh, hello, mate. Yeah, I am." Mental. Twice in one day that happened to me. On this day, crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. So you know that when, like this here, this stonework is just a face for these buildings, by the way. And like I've exposed, when I hang off the side of the top of the Star City on the bastion wall, I was hanging over and I was showing you that the back of the houses that are actually on the opposite side to where we're walking now was actually made out of geopolymer. Yeah, listen to this.
Sorry, mate. Jamaica.
I'll
go around filming
ancient sites.
So.
You're not Paul Cook, are you?
Yeah, I am actually.
I watched your videos on YouTube, dude.
Fuck,
that's
mad, isn't it?
You know what I
do? So yeah, that was quite nice to have people acknowledge me out in the street. I mean, twice in one day. I mean, wow. I must be doing something right, you know, for people to come up to me and recognise me. But anyway, back to business. You can see that a lot of the GOP, especially in this area, it's been blocked up, and they've put block work on top of and in front of the GOP. And GOP, if you're new to this channel, is geopolymer, which is a man-made stone made out of natural ingredients, but basically it's just like breaking down the stone and then remoulding it to what you want. I've gone around and I made granite and I made some red sandstone. The videos are on the YouTube channel if you want to check them out. But the reason I've done that is to prove that it can be done. And if me, an ex-plumber from Southend-on-Sea, can make granite and can make sandstone, red sandstone, rock solid, no pun intended, then there's no way these ancients couldn't have done it, should we say. Now look at the structure. Can we just go back to the structure? Because I waffle on. Look at this structure. So going inside of this, you know that it's all the geopolymer. But you can see sectional blockwork going in. So all of this, even this tunnel is in geopolymer. But again, the blocks on the right are just a face. Now it goes back to the GOP. Like, this stuff must be ancient. You've got a blocked up door here. Boom. But what's interesting is you've got a door on the left-hand side with like some sort of meter box with... Oh, we'll get to that in a minute, but check this out. Sorry about the lighting. But again, you've got a little door just above like the statue in the middle. Boom. They're right above there. And it's like some sort of little shrine bit. You've got entrances on the left and the right. So this is all done in the GOP, but this is locked up and you can't get in there. And it's just a little shrine. You can take photos, blah, blah, blah. But you can see the little door up there. And that takes you into the structure. The structure's macro. It's humongous. And on the left-hand side, you can see that I've always used this clip. You have a window and a door. And then just on the left-hand side of that... Oh, this is interesting. I've got to pause this. This is going to knock your socks off. This is going to knock your socks off. Sorry, just waiting for the crowd to pass. It's like the Truman Show, I'm telling you. No one was there, but as soon as I wanted to film this cable poking out the geopolymer, all these NPCs turned up. Look at this. Boom, 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 marching. I was like, what the flipping hell, man? It's like my life's a computer game sometimes. But watch this. El Clasico, shall we say, hey? What's going on in here? What a guan here. I don't know. It don't seem old, but it don't seem new. I don't know. Could just be something from World War II, but it was just a bit funky coming straight out of the GOP. Look at that. Very peculiar. And it just goes on. This is another entrance going into the macro structure. And again, this is quite an interesting... On the right-hand side, just on the, next to the door, you can see that some service comes into a box and then goes straight into the structure. Now, again, these boxes have to be cut specific. Like, what are you putting there? Were they metering electric or water back in the day? When these geopolymer structures were in their prime? It wouldn't surprise me, because it seems like this is some sort of prison planet. And this seems like it could have been like, well, no pun intended, but we live in a... Oh, forget about it for now. Let's get back to the business. Now, this is a very interesting shot. Now, the reason this is so interesting, because if you look just underneath the imprint of where the stairs was and the door is in the middle of that, you can see that that was the pre-finished wall. So you can see that that was the wall flush just before render went on it. And everything behind that, shall we say, that protrudes like... It seems like there's been like a layer scooped off, but this is the... Can you see what I'm saying? It's like a good 3 to 4 inches have come off of that wall. But for some reason, this bit must have been protected underneath the stairs. So they've managed to keep this bit in good condition. And that would have been rendered. But it goes to show like how much has deteriorated or eroded off of that wall. And again, I'll say, when you see the scratch marks like that, that is the closest to the finished wall. Because on top of that, you'll have the render. But I digress. What do I know? And again, we just keep walking around. We just keep moving. There's nugs all around this area. And like I say, when you go on the tour to Valletta and you go underground in Valletta, you're actually going into this structure. You know, you're not actually going underground. You're going under the current ground level. But the current ground level is above. is above these five floors or five stories of this geopolymer matrix. Look at this. Look at that. Valletta is built on top of this structure. This is just another part of it, like literally about 100 metres going inwards away from the sea. Look at it. Valletta is built on top of this. Look at it. The world we walk around today is built on top of this ancient geopolymer structure. And I don't see how people are not accepting this. But again, this is just my opinion backed up by my own facts and my own research and my own photography and my own video shooting. You know? It's up to you to make your mind up. Like, no one can, like, I can just present the images, I can present the stuff, and I can give you my opinion. That's all I can do. It's down to you to make your mind up. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I really do. And we've got some serious stuff to get through. I've got so much stuff to be showing you. I mean, I've been to Gozo. I've been underground. I've been in Star Cities. I've been collecting some serious nugs. So don't forget to join the channel and all the social medias, like where I put the links this morning. I'd appreciate if you could join the gang. And it's been a pleasure bringing you this information. So please make sure to subscribe, like, comment, share, and support the work if you can. One love, guys. Ta-da! Ta-da's.